the Liturgy and the Sacraments. Almighty God, knowing the past, present, and the future, put us here at this time. He wants us to work for the restoration of the liturgy and the sacraments so that all souls will benefit from them. He gives all the graces we need to be loyal, dedicated followers, conforming our will to His will. Provided we do this, we can hope and pray to be the vanguard of militant, grace-filled souls who will lay the foundation for the glorious Renaissance predicted by our Holy Father. Now, let's reflectively and studiously sit at the feet of a world-class theologian, a master teacher with an encyclopedic mind. He will help us get and stay on the straight and narrow path of truth. Father Hardin.
Suppose we begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
now and at the hour of Mary, Mother of the Church,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.